just brush them up with some olive oil, a little bit of rosemary, sprinkle some rosemary on top.
Ed Levine is the author of Pizza, A Slice of Heaven.
Pizza is a special food because it's a food that connects to every strata of society. Rich people love pizza, poor people love pizza, and almost everybody can afford some style of pizza.
That universal love is part of why America has 69,000 pizzerias doing about $30 billion a year in business. Steve Green is the publisher of PMQ Pizza Magazine.
There's two ways of looking at pizza. It's the romantic, loving way as a passionate woman. The other way to look at it is scientifically is a product that's a living organism. And in our industry, you have both kinds of people. You have them attacking pizza from an emotional point of view, and you have people attacking pizza from an intellectual point of view.
Carrie Minas is more on the emotional side. She and her husband own a pizza shop in the coal mining town of Fairmont, West Virginia. The store had been there for 55 years before the Minases took it over 3 years ago.
We put in a lot of hours. There's a lot to learn.
For instance, the couple learned how to adjust their recipe for Sicilian pizza to the weather outside.
The humidity, how hot it is outside, how cold it gets outside, all that just affects, you know, I mean, how you make your dough.
On the floor of the Javits Center, Carrie and John are looking for new techniques and ways to save money.
And now we're going to look at some faster cheese graters. Just to speed up things, you know, cut down on labor costs.
Aside from cheese graters, the Javits Ballroom is filled with 110 exhibitors, selling everything from ovens to tomato sauces, cheese, security systems, and marketing plans.
The clips work like that, snaps itself in.
Fritz Larson of Bag Solutions is showing off his newly patented pizza leveler.
And it keeps the product from sliding or moving around, so when it gets to the place it's supposed to be, it's perfect like when it left the kitchen.
Sal Pasalacqua has been making pizza at Marabella Pizza in Sunnyside, Queens for 20 years.
I'm looking for ovens, everything that is new from Italy. I'm trying to make a better pizza.
He says the pizza convention is beautiful. He used to have to work a lot harder to find out about new products and trends.
By visiting other pizzerias or you know, salespersons coming into your stores, not very good. I usually go to Bari, you know, Bari Street in Little Italy. That was it. This is much better.
Not surprisingly, most of the people at the convention agreed that pizza is getting better. Brick and wood-burning ovens are gaining popularity, and independently owned pizzerias are competing with big chains more successfully. So how far will you go for a good slice? Marketing executive Ron Wilkinson has a spot you may want to know about.
Pizza Norm, Utah is fantastic. We have some of the best pizza anywhere in the world.
For WNYC, I'm Dan Blumberg.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
Like pasta,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.